Today's scripture is, "The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously."
Lord, I know that you are a God of extravagant generosity. You are recreating me in your image, and I must become a generous giver as well. Father, not only do you give me new thoughts and new feelings, but you also give me a heart like yours. Lord, help me to generously serve my fellow man as you did. As the most perfect being who ever walked the earth, you, Lord Jesus, came as a servant. Give me that heart too, Lord. Amen.
Are you having a problem with someone in your life? Think about serving them as Jesus would.
Today's action: be extravagantly generous with someone today. Today's treasure can be found in the book of John, chapter 13, reading at verse 14. "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet."
When the woman that everyone knew had a, should we say, not up to par past, walked in to the dinner party with Jesus, everyone looked at her, and their first thoughts were, "What is she doing here? How dare her?" And when she fell at the Master's feet, the whispers began. But she poured out a bottle of perfume that was so expensive, it would have taken the average person a year to earn the money to buy it. And she poured that on the Master's feet, took her hair, and she washed his feet. He had given generously to her and forgiven her sins. She gave back generously in love. All those around him had not washed his feet, had not offered to wash his feet. Yet, here was this woman who lived a life of iniquity, washing the Master's feet. My friends, the closest you can ever get to your wife, to your friends, to the workers at church is to humble yourself and wash their feet. Take a moment and think of someone that you just can't stand. Someone that some days you just want to punch. Take them aside one day and love them and wash their feet. And I guarantee both you and they will be a different person.